First ever UT Basketball Ag Night. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Tennessee Farm Bureau and Tennessee Farmers Cooperative recently teamed up to host the first ever UT Basketball Ag Night and Ag Careers panel discussion on UT's campus in Knoxville.
Exciting afternoon, and I'm sure it'll be an exciting evening to watch a ball game and to visit our campus. And, you know, athletics is a great way to build teams, but we think we got a lot of educational programs to help these young people build teams too. So a great event and a good way to think about future careers, future studies.
Dr. Tim Cross is Chancellor of the University of Tennessee's Institute of Agriculture, and he welcomed the more than 200 high school students who came for the panel discussion on agricultural careers and encouraged them to think outside the box when it comes to their future career.
People think of agriculture, and maybe the first image they get is farming, but really and truly, agriculture spans so many different areas, from food science to nutrition to animal and plant production, of course, biotechnology, just so many areas and so many possibilities. A real bright opportunity for many students that have interests in studying agriculture and related fields.
After the 45-minute discussion, which addressed everything from internships, mentors, what to study, technology, and much more, the students were able to ask questions to the panel members, who spanned a variety of agricultural careers. Dr. Cross also shared some of the exciting things happening at the university.
One of the things we're really excited about right now is the field of genomics, looking at DNA analysis and combining that with phenotypic data and being able to really make decisions about plants, about animals, about insects and other organisms based on DNA analysis. It sounds like voodoo science, but really and truly, there's some great tools coming, and we think we'll be a part of developing a lot of those tools.
Students also got to take a behind-the-scenes tour of Neyland Stadium and eat on campus before attending the basketball game that evening. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.